Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Alan Hines with me, the owner of AV Systems. Boy, he's done it a long, long time, and they've got neat stuff coming out. Listen, you're going to learn something about what you can do to your house and maybe save you some money or maybe save you some trouble. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for a word from our sponsors. Yeah. Welcome back to Real Estate New, Mr. Hines.
Yes, sir.
You've been doing this for a long time.
For a very long time, since I was 16.
Oh, my God. That's four or five years?
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, because I don't know how many houses you've done for me. But let's just the history of what you've seen go through. And I was thinking about this last night. The first TV, one of the TVs I bought from you a long, long time ago, which was probably at least 10, 15 years ago. And I still remember it. I don't know why. Well, I do remember because somebody stole it.
At the ranch.
I think it was when we were in construction. But that was $7,000. That was like, was a 50-inch?
Yeah, a 50-inch plasma back in the day.
And now, of course, we don't use plasmas. What do we use now?
LEDs or OLEDs, what they call them. They're organic. And, you know, the price from $7,000, now it's almost $700 for the same size TV. And they're twice the picture quality.
Much, much better.
So amazing.
That's one of the few exceptions to what I do want to talk about in a little bit, too, is when I said save you some money, and you're going to say, well, if Alan's the best and he does the best job, how do you save money? Because you don't buy junk to start with, and they have to replace it with something good later. Like, actually, I did. I'll take the hit. In fact, just last night, yesterday afternoon, we're talking, and Alan said, the difference. I said, well, the living room's big, and I think it's just the acoustics. And he said, no, Scott, it's the bar you bought at the box store. And he put it in for me, but he warned me. He said, it's not good. It was cheap. And it was cheap. So you brought over the Bose deal.
Yes, I bought you a Bose SoundTouch soundbar, and it comes with a powered sub. And what it does for you, you got a headset that you put on, and you physically microphone the whole room. So you sit in five different spaces, let the microphone do its job. It sets it in its memory, sets the acoustics of the room, and then once it rebroadcasts the sound, I mean, it's just like you've had this theater system forever.
As my wife said when she walked in, she goes, God, it's like we're at the movies. And it went from a blah, and I blame it on the room, to amazing. And it was a total difference of the equipment and the insulation, I'm sure, but how you did it, doing it just right. But folks, I'm telling you, and there was no wires.
No wires.
And not a bunch of speakers everywhere. Nope. But it sounds like they're everywhere in that room now.
It's the way the Bose is the way they're designed. They've been doing this for so long. You know, I didn't used to be a Bose fan a long time ago. When I heard this soundbar come out, the subwoofer, wow. I mean, I've actually used one in my own home. So, and you can set them up on an app, SoundTouch app. You can Bluetooth it from your phone. You can play music through it. I mean, it just rocks.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. We built our office building. Jim Mitchell built it for us, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Probably 10 years ago, Alan came in. I said, I want something cool for the agents. And at the time, this was the neatest thing. And so each office, the agent has a little button over here, and they can listen to different radio stations or whatever we have set up. And now I think we have three radio stations. By the way, the Kixi, Cole 100, and the Fire are three of them.
Better be.
So they could literally push a button. And that was just like the coolest thing ever.
Right. You can six different things in six different locations, and anybody can watch what they want to listen to what they want to listen to.
And turn the volume up and down. And then since then, I know you came out with the next deal that was on the wall, I didn't have that one yet. We skipped that one. But talk about, that was the digital, I guess.
Yeah, all the electronic controls now are, you know, they do so much stuff. I mean, you can program them to say what you want them to say, go to certain things, and that's even a step back. And now they've come out with a newer stuff with this company called Nuvo. And you can basically, with an app on your phone, control all the zones in your house or one zone at a time, pick any music that you want, stream it from your phone. It takes your Pandora account, puts that actually in the machine so you don't have to stream it from your phone. And, you know, you don't have to tie up your phone. You can just go over there and turn it on and boom, your favorite music's playing.
So basically like what we have is most people they'll have their main TV or their central station where their stuff is.
Right.
And then that's where the Nuvo will go, box?
Right there. It actually can go pretty much anywhere, but since it's controlled wirelessly off your Wi-Fi, then it can go up in a cabinet somewhere, on a closet shelf.
It's out of the way.
As long as we have power, you know, it just sits there.
And it didn't have to have any beam to it or anything like that?
No, it's all Wi-Fi.
So that is just cool.
So once you connect to it, I mean, you can put, you know, three rooms, six rooms, nine rooms. It's limitless.
And let's talk about the speakers. How do we do that in each room then?
Well, you basically pick the rooms that you want to put speakers in, and we match what do you have your ceiling acoustics. If it's a round speaker, we cut one in the ceiling to match your lighting, or if it's, you know, square, whatever your preference is. But once we run the speakers, put those in the ceiling, run the wires back to the amplifier, you're done. And then you control it via your phone.
So, like what we talked about earlier, you know, we're fixing to start several spec houses.
Right.
And to pre-wire those. So all we would really do is just wire the speaker wires then.
Right.
So you a take whole lot less wiring than before. Oh,
yeah. You know, and there is an option, though, on the Nuvo pieces that if you want to have a volume control on the wall that you can preset like five of your favorite stations in, so you don't even have to use your phone. You just walk up and hit the keypad. So in situations like that, if you're building a new house, then we'll run the wires in the wall to the amplifier, to the speakers, and then once you finish it out, foam blow it, then we come in, cut the speakers in, pop the volume controls in if you want controls, and you're off and running.
And I was thinking about that, but you know, in the morning, I like my music. In every house, you put my TVs, my stuff in, I think I'm no different than a lot of people. You know, especially when you're paying like radio people to do advertising, you want to listen to hear your ad to make sure it sounds really good. See if Jeremy's paying attention over there. So, but in that are the different with Sirius SM, or even the TV stuff, whatever you want to hear, like your Pandora.
Right.
Or I know you have a ton of music in your phone that you did yourself.
Absolutely.
Or whatever you want to listen to. But you get up in the morning, you're half asleep, you think, I'll get my phone. I still like the old stuff we have where you could push the button and say, okay, hit it and just turn it on.
I've been trying to get that out of you forever.
Yeah. just turn the radio on, let's go.
Right. So, you know, the nice thing about all the new electronic style stuff, anything that's in your phone, like the Nuvo app, you can have Pandora, you can have satellite radio, you can have, it's limitless. It's whatever you want to download to it. Plus, you can plug in your cable box to it as an input if you wanted to pipe music from your cable. So, I mean, it's just...
But probably with all that, you probably wouldn't, to be honest.
Some people do.
Yeah.
If they want to listen to their Cowboys play football outside, they just pipe it through their stereo.
Now you got my attention. Even Jeremy's looking over here now. That's exactly what.
And you know, the little keypad's on the wall. You just go up and push button number one, and that's your TV sound, and it's piping that whatever zones you want to put it through.
So we got total. Do you still do the pictures? Because I know my mother was big on. She didn't want the TV to show. I mean, that was one of her deals. She just said TVs are out of place. I don't want to see them. And now you had talk about that. Do you still have that?
There is a company called Arch Screens. And there's probably several of them, but this is the one that we use. I have one in my office that has a picture of Venice